Call to order, the municipality district of St. Mary's public hearing. July the 15th, 2026 at 5 p.m. But I have roll call, please.
Warden Fuller.
Regrets.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Beaver.
Here.
Counselor Tibbetts.
Counselor Tibbetts is going to be a few minutes late, but she will be joining us.
She's actually running in.
Is she running now?
Right.
Also in chambers, we have CAO Leslie McFarland, Municipal Clerk Janelle Fleet, and Department of Public Works Teddy Stevens. But I have approval of the agenda.
Move to.
Move by Counselor. Seconder?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. And now I'm going to pass it over to our CAO Leslie for the staff presentation.
Perfect. And for the minutes, we should just note that Counselor Tibbetts is here as of 5:01 p.m. All right.
Thank you.
So thank you, Deputy Warden, and welcome to everyone who's here for the public hearing. We're happy to see such a great turnout. So we have a rezoning request that, and there's a formal process that happens under the Municipal Government Act. Whenever anyone wants to change the purpose of a piece of land in the municipality, this is the same process that has to apply across the whole province. And it's actually the same across the country. In 2022, the municipality approved our municipal planning strategy. And through that, there was an approval of a land use bylaw that actually, it's all available online. You can find it. And there's a beautiful diagram that has zones specified for every piece of property throughout the municipality. And that was done in to promote different kinds of activity in different parts of the municipality, aligned with the values that are documented in the municipal planning strategy that came through the whole process of public consultation that drove the creation of the municipal planning strategy to try to achieve the goals that the people of the municipality had for the municipality. So in May, Mr. Pye submitted a rezoning request for the property at PID 3752. Just so sorry, I'm going to do this just in case that's better. 3752-9856. That's the property at 30 Bill Hapes Road. And so we have a process for that. They submit the request, they pay the fee, and they clarify what the intended purpose is for it. And then it can proceed through the process that's defined. And the process is defined. It takes a little bit of time so that it allows the public to understand that something is happening, to change what purpose that particular property can be used for, so that there's good transparency and openness, so everybody understands what to expect. So the process in general is they submit a rezoning request, then it goes to what's called Planning Advisory Committee, which is a committee of the same members of council, but when they meet in that format, they're meeting as Planning Advisory Committee, and they did that on June 3rd, and they supported what was brought forward, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Even before that point, the submission goes to our development officer. We have a shared service with District of Guysborough. They provide us with development services that help us to know what to do and the process to follow when we're rezoning any property. And so the development officer is Debbie Torrey in Guysborough, and she reviewed this application and looked at our land use bylaw and our municipal planning strategy to understand what was being requested and what needed to happen. And she was able to confirm that what was being requested is really a simple rezoning of one plot. It doesn't need a big change to the municipal planning strategy, and it is aligned with what's in the municipal planning strategy. So she made the recommendation to the Planning Advisory Committee at that time for the June 3rd meeting that it should go forward through the process, not that it go bypass, but that it go through that formal process. So then on June 17th, that recommendation went forward again to council, and council supported it and said, yes, it's time to book a public hearing. So the public hearing was communicated in the Guysborough Journal. It was communicated on our website. So it's been, you know, advertised a lot. Again, that's a normal process that all the municipal government requires, Municipal Government Act requires. And so that tonight was the date for that hearing that was put forward on June 17th. And so then tonight, it's the opportunity for the public to come and communicate whether they want to speak about this in any given way. And then later tonight, there's really three meetings in one night tonight. The third meeting will be for council to make their decision based on everything they heard from Debbie Torrey and all that analysis and whatever they may hear tonight and anything else they may have heard in the meantime. So one of the other things that could have happened is we could have received any written submissions, but Janelle confirmed that we have not received any written submissions regarding this. So the only other information that could come could possibly be from the public who's here present tonight. It's relatively simple. It's a rezoning from RR, rural resource, to general commercial. So RR allows a lot of different things, but it doesn't allow an actual garage. The request put forward was to have this turned into a property that could allow for a motor vehicle inspection station. So that's what the request is for. And that's what we're aware that the intention is to use that that property for. There's other things that it can be used for, though. Once it's rezoned to general commercial, it can be used for any of the things that are documented in the land use bylaw under that particular category. But the intention here is for it to be used for a motor vehicle inspection station. And so if council later tonight approves this, then the next step is we also communicate that decision to the public. And then there's a 14-day appeal period. So if anybody wants to bring an appeal of the decision to council forward, they still have that time to do that. And then assuming there would be no appeals or any appeals could be resolved quickly, then at the end of that 14-day period, then a rezoning confirmation could be issued to Mr. Pye, who submitted the request. And then we just inform the province about it, and then he's free to begin operating there in any business under the intentions that he had here tonight. So really the process during this public hearing, there's not really anything formal. It's really, we're going to leave it open for 10 minutes from the time that the meeting started, which was 5 o'clock. So we're at 5:08 already. But we have to be open for a minimum of 10 minutes in case anybody came in a little bit late and wanted to speak about it. And then later on the third meeting, meeting of council would be to make the determination based on that. So after this report that I'm giving, then Deputy Warden Malloy will just ask if anyone wants to make any like oral statements, like speak about this. And if no one wants to do that, or after the 10 minutes, then really it's kind of anticlimactic, but then the public hearing is done and we just thank everybody. And that portion of the meeting is concluded and we would move on to the next meeting. So any questions for me on the process, I'm happy to take them.
Right. Thank you. Does anyone in the audience like to speak on it, or anybody's okay?
Yes, sir. All right.
Everybody's fine.
They all looking forward to it, so.
And there's no written word.
Be here. Not everyone's good at speaking, so yes, they come for support, and if they need to speak, they will.
Good. Great. And there's no written submissions, there isn't any, so we just have to wait there 10 minutes.
Oh, one more minute.
One more minute.
I used to have my seat.
And then who's paid for dinner?
Yeah, we'll meet you later.
There's a lot of people that wanted to come, and of course, the scheduling. Better priorities sometimes take over.
Mm-hmm. It's now 5:10. Okay. As there's no further business, meeting is adjourned at 5:10.